For many years, the burning of seized pirated textiles in the country has been an issue for debate in public circles. There have been countless suggestions for an alternative use of the pirated textiles instead of burning them. While many think it must be given to the needy, others suggest the sale of the pirated textiles with the proceeds given to local textile companies to make up for the loss of revenue. GBC's current affairs program, Behind the News, looked at the pros and cons of either burning or distributing them freely to the needy. The Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Murtala Mohammed, did not support the arguments of either selling or distributing the pirated textiles to the needy, and said the proposal will only perpetuate the wrong, describing it as a bad idea. He said patronizing pirated textiles affects Ghana's industry and rather grows the industries of countries where these textiles were imported from.
Some have argued that government should not ban those textiles and that government should give them to vulnerable groups, poor people in society. Others have also argued strongly that, and in fact, this argument has been supported relentlessly by the textile companies, that if you give these textiles to vulnerable groups or poor people in society, then you'll be defeating the purpose for which they were seized in the first place. Because the argument is not just about seizing them. The argument is about not allowing them to be in the Ghanaian market. Once you seize them and then you give them to vulnerable groups, what we tell people is that you can bring inside textiles, and anytime we seize any of them, we will not burn them, we'll give them to vulnerable groups. What you'll be doing is that you'll be hitting the Ghanaian textile industry, you'll be hitting the Ghanaian cotton farmers, you'll be denying the textile companies in Ghana who are legitimately registered and incorporated in Ghana, who are paying taxes, who are creating jobs, who are indeed reducing the unemployment in this country, who are also creating jobs for farmers who engage in the production of cotton. You'll be denying them the opportunity to expand, and by extension, denying the nation the needed revenue that we would have had to be able to build the schools, to be able to build the hospitals, build the cheap compounds, provide medicines for our schools, provide the basic and social needs of the people of this country. If you allow that to happen, that is precisely what you'll be doing. I have listened to others who have also argued that no, you may not bend them, sell them, and then give the money back to the textile companies or use it to support the textile companies. And I think it's another simplistic way of looking at it. Because if you say that, you are indirectly telling people that, okay, you can bring the pirated products from China or from anywhere. And while you do that, what you'll be doing is that you are creating jobs for those who are engaged in that illegality, and you are denying several young people the opportunity to get jobs in Ghana.